Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I've come to answer your colour and style questions. Go for the big one first today. Okay, Aditi has said, I have a deep ideal value, which means dark hair, and a medium high value contrast, which means medium light skin, dark hair. Do you think I can wear a light coloured shirt and then complement with trousers and shoes, which are deep in value? This is because you've always stressed upon wearing your ideal value next to your face. And there are instances where it's not always possible to wear dark coloured shirts, especially in summer. And also layering with a dark coloured jacket or blazer is not possible because it's summer and it's nobody in my office wears a blazer. So what I would suggest is, yes, the light shirt and the dark pants or, you know, can work. But I would suggest you pop something small back near your face that creates that high value contrast or medium high value contrast. Whether it's a necklace, whether it's looking for a light coloured shirt with a pattern on it that's dark. It could be a spot or some sort of pattern that it's light and dark. It's not just light. Or even one that is medium bright in colour with your dark can work better than a light coloured shirt. So even just a medium coloured shirt. So something in the middle range of the reds, the pinks, the oranges, the greens, the blues, that kind of mid-range rather than the really light ones or dark ones, which are totally summer appropriate as well. If you can wear a patterned shirt where there's light and dark, and it could just be a dark spot on a light coloured shirt or, you know, something like that. Alternative, of course, is some earrings or necklace, something large, even a brooch or something like that that you can pop onto the shirt. Use an accessory to add that bit of depth back in around your portrait area so that you are adding that value contrast in your portrait area as well as in the whole outfit. Because remember, particularly in the office, people will be seeing you sitting down quite a bit. So if you're in meetings and things, people aren't seeing the whole outfit, they're just seeing what's on top, which is why it's always nice to put the right value contrast in this portrait area as well as in the whole outfit. Hope that makes sense. Okay. Claudia's asked, how can a scarf make or break an outfit with your proportions? So when we're thinking about the proportions of a person, we might have long legs or short legs. So if we have shorter legs, if we have a really long scarf, it's going to drag you down and actually make your legs look shorter. So if you have short wet legs, think about wearing a scarf tied in a way that the ties end higher, so they end shorter, just as we would go for a shorter necklace. If you have long legs, then you can have the ties ending longer, and that will balance out and create a longer appearance through your body. So that is something to think about as far as longer legs or shorter legs go. So remember, a scarf can be a great way to add verticals through your body. It's just that if you have a shorter body, you may want to not to have them longer, but if you've got a longer body, have them end a little bit shorter. That will still provide that lovely vertical element. If we are thinking about, say, the proportions of whether you're petite or medium-sized or tall, then what we are thinking about there is how much volume is in the scarf. So the more petite you are, you want to remove some of the volume from a scarf, or don't wear scarves that are really voluminous. Either we can twist them up and things like that to take out some of the volume if you're petite. Or one of the things I often suggest is take a scarf and cut it in half, because quite often there's just too much fabric and that's just going to overwhelm your proportions if you are petite. So taking some of the volume out of the scarf, or looking for smaller, lower volumed scarves to start with, versus if you are very tall, maybe you can wear that more voluminous scarf really easily. So it's thinking about kind of your overall proportions, what else is going on in your garment as well. So when we think about that principle of volume, which is that we will only want one voluminous garment at the same time. So if you're wearing a more fitted outfit, then you can wear a more voluminous scarf. But if you're wearing a more voluminous outfit, then think about the scarf not having too much volume as well, because otherwise, again, we could all get overwhelmed with too much fabric. It just starts to kind of swamp you. So hopefully there are a few little tips when you are thinking about choosing scarves and popping them on and what goes together with you and with your outfit. Last question for today. Rebecca said, how to ombre dye a garment? She's got two questions here. So if you were going to ombre dye a garment, I would say instead of just normally when we're dyeing a garment, we put it into a dye bath or a washing machine or whatever it might be, and then it just all gets mixed around. But if you wanted to ombre dye, you'd be dipping it in and out of the dye bath, just slightly different heights. So therefore you get like a light wash at the top and then slightly more in the medium and slightly deeper. I would suggest that would probably be the way to go. I am no dyeing expert. I will get Bernadette, my dyeing expert, to let me know if there's some different way than this. But I would suggest to me it would be dipping it like lots of... So it's going to be a bit of work to ombre dye something. Dipping it in and out of your dye bath to slightly different heights so that you get that kind of washed effect. But it's probably quite a tricky thing to do. When you are thinking about it, it might be something that you start at the bottom and then you go, I'm going to go up to the next layer for a bit and then slightly higher and slightly higher, but you might get some slight lines there. This is where it's going to be something that you'll have to experiment with. I am not an expert in ombre dyeing. I've never done it, but just logically, that's what comes to my mind. The other half of the question is, any thoughts on dyeing clothes? It seems so much easier to buy white versus hunt for the right colour and the right style. Look, if you can buy something in white, that could work, but do look at what is the fabric. Some fabrics are easier to dye than others. So particularly cotton, very easy to dye. Some synthetics require a bit more work, require heating them and all that sort of stuff. So it's not that it's not possible. So I would be looking at what the fiber content is and how easily it dyes and what kind of dye it needs to work. So just buying white won't necessarily solve all your problems. And look, there are often, you know, there's no point in not looking around at the other colours because there's often great colours out there. But if you're really after a specific colour and it just doesn't exist in the world, this is where dyeing can be a great thing to do. I often recommend often is dyeing the things that you know you love that you wear already, that they'll be improved by colour rather than buying and dyeing. And potentially, like, there's a little bit, you know, there's always a, you know, room for error there, that things don't necessarily work out quite as well as maybe you'd hoped. And this is why, you know, but there are also companies that do professional dyeing. So if you have something that you want to get dyed and you're not sure about doing yourself, you could look into these companies that do professionally dye things, because they have lots of great experience at doing it and getting the kind of colour that you're after. But yes, really do think if you're going to buy white and then dye, look, and I've done this even with, I bought a pair of boots. I couldn't find navy boots anywhere. So I bought a pair of kind of just leather coloured boots, and then I dyed them with a leather dye. And it took a while and it took a bit of effort, and they're probably not quite as even as if I had got them, you know, pre-dyed for me, but I've got my navy leather boots. And so therefore it's something that I couldn't get anywhere that I was looking around. So of course it is an option, but I wouldn't just exclude even looking at everything else because you think I'm just going to dye everything and I'll just buy white. And also just look at the percentage of the fabric. And also remember too that if you're buying white, the cotton they'll have used will be white, and there's a good chance there'll be polyester in the cotton. So you may see that if you've got a white cotton, but the polyester, the thread that they sew it up with is polyester, that won't dye when you are dyeing the garment. So you could always be left with a white thread mark through things if you are not, you know, dyeing something with a polyester dye. So that is something just to be aware of as well. You may sometimes, particularly if you buy a shirt or something, it might have buttons that you think afterwards, I need to change the buttons to a better colour. So just buying white might not always be the best way to go, but it's something to think about. If you find something that you really love and it only comes in white and you want it to be a different colour, then dyeing it could be an option for you. So please do send me more questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. I always need more to go into my lucky dip, my colour and style lucky dip question pot. Also too, head over to the blog. I will link to some overdyeing posts as well so that you can find, and of course you can just search up overdye on the blog as well to find the posts about how to dye things if that's something you're interested in. And Also, too, is if you're going, you know, I wouldn't even know what colour to start dyeing, this is where having a colour analysis, learning which colours suit you, which are your signature colours, is part of my 7 Steps to Style program, as well as just doing a online colour analysis that I can offer you as well. So that is an option for you. So if you wanted to know more about that, 7 Steps to Style gives you the body, the colour, the style, the flattery, the personality, the whole kit and caboodle. But, you know, of course, some people just want the colour, and so you can come and just do that too. So let me know your questions and I will be back soon. Bye for now.